Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse number 14, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. Most people have no idea what the word communion means. Now, probably, as I use that word, most of you are thinking, well, I know what it means. It means the Lord's Supper. That's where we take the little bit of juice and the unleavened bread, and we remember the broken body and the shed blood of Jesus. And that would be exactly wrong. The word communion means having things in common, things that are in agreement. Let me use it in another way that is biblical, and I'll show you in a moment. The Holy Spirit is to be the common denominator or the tuner. In our church, we have a baby grand piano. Our pianist, Brother Randy, is a phenomenal pianist. We make sure that piano stays in tune. But I have folks who will come and play with the piano from time to time. A flute or sometimes a violin or another instrument. And when they get ready to play in church, the day they play, the piano is used to tune that flute or that violin. They're to be brought to the same standard. They're to be common. The Holy Spirit is much like our grand piano. When there are other instruments involved, they're all to be tuned to the Holy Spirit or to that piano. The instruments are to tune to the piano, not to other instruments. You see, if they're going to tune to other instruments, they're going to be off. They have to tune to the piano itself. In other words, they are in common or in communion with the piano so that they can be in communion with one another. You know, we're not to adapt and try to be in tune with other people. One sinner in tune with another sinner means two people are out of tune. I played in band as a junior higher and even in upper elementary, and you never tuned to another instrument. You always tuned to the piano. That was the standard. God wants us to be in communion with the Holy Spirit so that we're in tune with Him. Because when we're in tune with Him, we'll be in tune the way we should be as God is and not sinful man. The Holy Spirit is what brings communion among people and in relationships and families and in churches and in workplaces. We're not to try to be in communion with others. By the way, that's what the modernists are teaching. They want us to be socially acceptable. They want us to be in communion with our community. Let's be good neighbors. And I'm all for being a good neighbor, but that comes because we're in tune with the Holy Spirit, not because I'm doing what my neighbor wants me to do. Let me give you a few thoughts on this. Number one, this is how the early church in Jerusalem worked. If you read Acts chapter 2, verses 44 through 46, and Acts chapter 4, verse 32, it talked about them selling things and having all things in common. This was not some communistic hippie commune where everybody sold everything they had and one person distributed everything to where everybody had everything. No, the term all things in common means they were all in tune with the Holy Spirit. And when someone had need, the Holy Spirit helped them fill the need of someone in the church. When people fuss, whether it be in a home, a marriage, or in a church, or as friends, they are not in tune with the Holy Spirit. The church is not to be in tune with the world or culture. It's to be in tune with the Word of God and the methods of God. Number two, there is no such thing as, quote unquote, church discipline in the Bible. It should be church tuning. In Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 through 19, it talks about if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. And if he'll not hear thee and gain by thy brother, and then you move up and keep getting closer and closer to the source, that so that in verse 19, the Bible says that, and again I say that if the two of you agree on things as touching anything, they shall ask and it should be done for them, my Father which is in heaven. The word agree there is the word symphony. It is the word communion. In other words, we're to get to where we are in tune with one another. And that only comes because we're in tune with the Word of God. When people cannot and choose not to get along with others, it means that they're out of tune. They're not in tune with the Holy Spirit. When people get in tune with the Holy Spirit, they resolve their differences. This is why a church isn't to be a place where we get up and somebody has to stand in front of them and tell all the sin that they've done. Number one, you can't forgive them their sin anyway. Only God can. Number two, that's not helping everybody be in tune with the Holy Spirit. Number three, the Holy Spirit and being in communion with Him keeps us in the same light. 1 John chapter 1, verses 3 through 7 talks about us being in the light as He is in the light. It gives us fellowship when we walk in the same light. That means this. It's kind of like using a flashlight in the dark. I do a good bit of hunting when I can. And when you're walking through the woods early in the morning when it is dark, your flashlight gives you enough to see the path in front of you a little bit, and maybe just a little of your surroundings, but it doesn't light up the whole woods. That means there's darkness all around and there's only a little bit of light just in front of you. Well, according to the Bible, Jesus and the Word of God are our lights. John chapter 1, verses 4 through 9, John 8, 12, John 9, 5, Acts 9, 3. Talk about Jesus and the Word of God being our light. We have to first walk in the light, and then others can walk in the same light. Not our light, we give them the same light and we can have fellowship and walk together. This is how parents of adult children are to get along. My children are all grown and I love 3 John 4. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. We have to walk in truth to be in agreement. But if you stay out of the darkness, you do not need to talk about areas in which you disagree. I don't have to talk to my kids about things I don't agree on. We agree on truth. That's the King James Bible. That's doing things God's way. Hey, we need to be in communion with the Holy Spirit. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today. Tell and sing.
the news.